Hi, it's Louisa Jewell, and welcome to the Science of the Good Life, helping you be happier, stronger, and more successful. Today we're asking the question, is positive psychology about being positive all the time? And the simple answer to that question is no, of course. But there's a lot of people out there who think that people who practice positive psychology are out sprinkling their pixie dust and telling people to just smile and be happy, regardless of whether you have food poisoning or your house is on fire. Yes, every time a serious person hears the word positive psychology, an image of that pink fluffy stuff comes into their brain. See? Like that. So let me share two things of what the word positive in positive psychology really means. Number one. Both traditional psychology and positive psychology are grounded in scientific study. The major difference between the two is that traditional psychology focuses in on mental illness, focuses on what is wrong with us, how can we help people who are suffering. Now, if we were to put this on the mental health scale, traditional psychology focuses on taking people from, say, negative 10 to 0, to a place where they are free from mental illness. Now, the problem with the sole focus on removing mental illness is that just because you don't have a mental illness does not also mean that you are flourishing. The other thing is that you could be without mental illness, but then something bad happens in your life. If you don't have the psychological tools to deal with it, you could find yourself back in that negative zone once again. So positive psychologists wanted to study what would take people from 0 to plus 10. In other words, the positive side of the scale, hence the word positive in positive psychology. They wanted to know, if we take people from 0 to plus 3 or from 0 to plus 5, would that maybe reduce depression? Would it help us to prevent us from going into a depression? Turns out the answer to that is yes, it does. Would it actually help us be more productive at work? Guess what? Yes, it also helps us be more productive at work. Does it help our children do better at school? Guess what, people? I think you're following along here. Yes to that as well. So you see, the word positive in this case has nothing to do with positive thinking or being positive all the time or pink, fluffy, anything. Number two. Sometimes what is discovered in positive psychology is really not positive at all. Let's take a look at the research of Dr. Angela Duckworth, one of my most amazing professors at the University of Pennsylvania. Now, what Angela discovered is that what predicts success more so than IQ or talent is a thing called grit. Now, when I think of grit, I think of Richard Gere in An Officer and a Gentleman. No, not this picture. Yeah, this picture. Yes. Do you remember this scene when his drill sergeant was standing over him and taunting him to quit, and Richard Gere was saying, "I'll never quit. I got nowhere else to go." You know, that kind of sweaty, hard work deep down in your soul, grit. That's what I think of when I think of grit. So pay attention, all you leaders, teachers, and parents out there, because this is one important piece of information. And yes, it's something that you can tweet about. One of the most important ingredients for success in any endeavor is grit. And now, because of the study of positive psychology, we know if we help people be more gritty, they'll actually perform better at work and at school. And there's no fluffy pink stuff in sight. So, I hope in this video I've been able to show you that positive psychology is not all about being positive all the time. And now I want to hear from you. What else do you want to know about positive psychology? Leave us a comment below or join the discussion at louisajewell.com. Did you like this video? If so, share it with your friends. And if you want more information about how to be happier, stronger, and more successful, go to louisajewell.com and sign up for our email updates. And remember, if you want to be courageous and confident in this world, you need to build the tools that will get you there. Thanks, everyone. See you next time.